We're honored to have with us in our studio the cast of the Theater Center, the upcoming holiday play, and we have the director, Gary Davis. Gary, good morning. Thank you for bringing the cast in with you this morning.
Good morning. Good morning, and we're glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Tell us about the play that's coming up. I understand it's going to be quite fun, and you've produced it before.
Well, not exactly.
Oh, this is going to be a different one?
Yes. This is the Honky Tonk Angels Holiday Spectacular. We've done the Honky Tonk Angels show before, and so we thought we'd bring the Honky Tonk Angels back to center for our Christmas show, and they are really into it. Got the cast here, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves as we go around, okay?
Sure. Hi, I'm Morgan Rattray, and I play Darlene Purvis.
I'm Renee Williams, and my character is Angela Bodine.
Angela, all right.
Hi, I'm Cindy Young, and my character is Sue Ellen Smith, Barney Fife.
Hi, I'm Emma Young, and my character is Bubba Jr. Bodine.
I'm Sienna Bynum, and my name is Charlie Chess.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Everybody's having fun. And how's the play going, Sue Ellen? You want to tell us about how things are coming together? And now this is going to be going on this week, right?
So it begins Thursday.
Begins Thursday. So we're getting down to the final practice and getting ready to do the in costume and all.
We started in costumes last night. The band was there last night for the first time. So everything we thought we knew might have changed just a little bit. But we did finalize some things and polish up some things.
Okay. Let's go to Angela, is it?
Okay. That's right.
All right. Tell us about what people are going to be, what they can expect if they come to see your play this week.
Oh, my goodness. Lots of laughs. It's really a zany, I guess it'd be the word I would use to describe it, a zany play. Lots of crazy lines. We were just talking about some of our funny lines out in the lobby, but it's just a really good time. I think it's going to put people in the Christmas spirit, a lot of good Christmas songs, and then some crazy songs that they probably have never heard, that we had never heard, but it's just a lot of fun, and I think everybody will really enjoy it, and it's just uplifting and very lighthearted, and I think it'll be a lot of fun for everybody to come out and see it.
Okay, let's go to some of the others and find out not only they're going to have fun and get a lot of good music and all, but how much time have you folks had to commit to your putting into the play?
Where did we start?
Yeah.
I will let you answer that.
Have you had to commit a lot of time, darling?
Since I'm thinking we started in August.
Really?
Yes.
So people don't really understand how much time it takes to put one of these presentations together.
Oh, no. On top of, I'm sure Cece's a senior in high school, so I know she has work, and I have college classes out at Gadsden State, and we're coming on finals this week, so I have finals on top of rehearsal.
So it sounds like a fun week.
Oh, yes. Really fun.
Are you having difficulty remembering your finals and your lines and not getting them crossed?
No. Okay. Pretty straight on that part.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be me. I might be getting those two crossed up there. But we're glad. I know you're having a lot of fun. Cece, tell us about your part. Well, what do you do? Well, tell us about your part.
I'm the widow of Tubby Checkers.
All right. And have you had fun as being in there?
Yes. I've loved working with these wild people.
How wild are they?
Don't even get me started.
Well, it sounds like you're having too much fun with them out there.
Yes, too much fun. Well, we get in trouble sometimes.
Oh, surely not.
Oh, yes.
And all of you have had a long time being together. Do you have any disagreements from time to time?
Sometimes.
All right. But we're not going to have any of that coming out on Thursday. Is it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
Okay, we're going to have four presentations and all. And let's go over to Miss Emma and let her tell us about her part.
Okay, well, I am the daughter of Angela Bodine, and I'm just, I guess you could say a mini her.
All right.
I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Where did the Bubba, I understand you had a Bubba nickname in there a while ago.
Okay, well, that's my dad's name in the play. So.
Okay. So I didn't know, and so we just wanted to bring all that out and find out about that and about the fun. Gary, you can tell us about the times and the where it's going to be and things like that.
Okay, we're at the Center Armory, and the shows begin Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Admission is $10, and we're just inviting everybody to come out and be a part of the fun that we're having. This is a crazy bunch of ladies right here, and they will exhibit their craziness on the stage. Not only are they crazy individually in person in their real lives, but they're really crazy on stage in their stage lives as well. It's a lot of fun. A moment ago, Angela, I call them by their stage names. Renee mentioned the fact that the music is crazy. The music is crazy. There are several songs that we do that are not traditional Christmas songs. In other words, they will be. Matter of fact, how many songs do you think we had not heard before? Maybe 10 of these songs that we're
mostly
performing.
Mostly mine, Mr. Davis.
Yeah, they're about. I think we counted 39. Is that correct? 39 songs in the show, and a lot of comedy. If you like to laugh, this is the place to be, because we laugh a lot.
How about the admission once again?
$10.
Okay, now that's all going to be going on at the old National Guard Armory.
Right, Center Armory. That's what they call it today, the Center Armory building, but it's the old National Guard building.
Right here in Center on Highway 9.
That's
Let's take
correct.
Just a short break, and we'll be back with the cast of Honky Tonk Angels Holiday Spectacular. Did I get that correct?
That is correct.
All right, we'll have that for you right after this.
I like to save money. That's why I'm excited about McDonald's three meals for just $5 each. A Big Mac meal, a quarter pounder with cheese meal, and a Filet-O-Fish meal. You get a great sandwich plus medium fries and drink. Three meals for just $5 each. Right now, I'm saving money to buy a boat. I think I'm gonna need a bigger tubby.
For a limited time, choose three great sandwiches with medium fries and drink for just $5 each. More meals to love for just $5 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, I got us oatmeal from McDonald's.
And?
And egg whites.
And?
And you've been saying we should eat more wholesome as long as it's tasty.
And?
And you were right. We can find both at McDonald's.
What was that?
At McDonald's?
No, the other part?
You were right.
Yeah, that was the part.
You can't go wrong with an Egg McMuffin breakfast sandwich, hash browns, and small coffee, all for just $3. The Egg McMuffin extra value meal is $3, now at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Congratulations to Dwayne Thomas of Center, who won $99 in the cash giveaway. Go by this week and register for $99 at Flowers by Us on West Main Street in Center, across the street from the post office. Then listen for your name to be called out at 6:30 Friday morning. If it is, call us back within 9 minutes and 90 seconds to claim your $99 prize on 100.5 FM and 990 AM WEIS.
2013 has been a great year for one growing Cherokee County business, forcing a move to a new, convenient location to better serve you.
Hello, this is Andy Lowe with Stern AG, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'd also like to let everyone know that because everyone supported us so well when we came to Cherokee County in 2009, we outgrew our existing facility, and that required a bigger place. So I just want to thank everybody for that and ask you to come by and just check us out at 1775 West Main Street, right beside Captain D's. If you have any financial question or have any financial product you'd like for us to look at, we'd be glad to do that.
Plan for your financial future today and give Andy a call at 256-927-3004. That's 927-3004, or stop by Stern Age's new convenient location at 1775 West Main Street in Center for stocks, bonds, annuities, estate planning, and more. Stern Age Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Investment since 1901.
Emergencies can be life-threatening and frightening. The Cherokee Medical Center's emergency department understands this. Since 2011, our emergency department continues to be committed to having you initially seen by a doctor within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shortened wait times allows our compassionate emergency room staff time to care for you and help your recovery begin sooner. Time may not always be on your side during an emergency, but Cherokee Medical Center's emergency department is always there for you.
And we're back in our studios with the cast of Honky Tonk Angels Holiday Spectacular coming up this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You'll have a great opportunity this week to get out to the Center Armory to enjoy this holiday play. We have Angela
Bodine.
All right. Angela, that's the cast, member of the cast, and Renee Williams. And Renee, now you're a veteran with the cast of Theater Center.
Yes, Jerry, I'm the old one.
But you also have a rookie with you this time.
Yes, sir. I was just going to mention that Cece is, this is her first production with Theater Center, and she's a new member of this group. We got her from Detroit, and so we are glad to have Cece with us this time. And we have brought her along and taught her everything we know about Theater Center, and she's, I think, most of the time having fun. It's, I'm sure, quite a challenge to catch in with the three of us and become a member of this cast. But she's done a great job, and she's got a beautiful voice, and we've just enjoyed working with her so much. And then Emma, being the youngster, she's been at every practice that we've had for both plays, and she knows all of our lines and all of our songs, so she's doing a great job. And we added her in because Cindy had some throat issues that she couldn't, her range of her music wasn't quite what she needed it to be, so Emma's taken over some of her songs. So that's how she got into the play this time.
Great. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Gary, let's go back to you. And how's it been directing this group?
Oh, gee whiz. I can't say that I actually direct this group. They kind of tell me what to do.
Oh, they direct you now.
And every once in a while when things go bad, they say, okay, you're the director. So what do you think?
Yeah.
So, no, really, it's been fun. I cannot tell you how much fun it's been. If you come to the show, I want to get this line in. You'll actually see Angela Bodine deliver on her part. So you get it. Nobody gets it. Okay. Well, everybody gets it, but you, Angela. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. There we go. There we go.
Finally.
But she's a little slow. But
it is early in the morning.
It is early in the morning, but we have a great time, and they really are close friends. Not just in the show, but over time we have become really, really close. They're like sisters to me now, and they are like sisters to each other too. They kid each other all the time. They stay in contact with each other all the time. So this has been a real good experience.
Okay, and the proceeds from Theater Center. All right, we'll talk about the admission of that. Let's talk about the proceeds.
Okay, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so all of our monies are fed back into the program. To, you know, our next show is going to be in March, and then the next show after that will be in April. So what we do is we take the proceeds from the shows and just kind of plow those back into the production of our next show, and which will be then plowed back into the production of our next show. It costs money to perform and to have community theater, and we're really fortunate in our small community to have the quality community theater that we do. But it's all nonprofit. We don't have, nobody gets paid. Not a one of us here gets anything as far as anything.
It's a labor of love.
It's a labor of love, absolutely, and that's the way we approach it.
And it has to be that way. Let me ask you this about the licensing. A lot of times people don't understand about the licensing of music or plays or things of this nature, the writings and things that have to be licensed. And, of course, we have to pay talent licensing fees monthly here for just to play the music, and a lot of people don't know that. We have royalties that we have to pay out every month for the use of the music. And those people have written, and I think you do as well.
That is correct. Anytime we do a musical, and this is a musical, we have to pay talent fees and royalty fees for each one of the songs that we perform. So when we do a musical, that's the most expensive play that we do. And we've had people say, well, why don't you do a musical every time? Well, we can't afford to do a musical every time. This has 39 songs in it. And in addition to the royalties that we pay for the play itself, we have to pay royalties on each piece of music And that's something that people don't understand too. A lot of people don't understand when a performer performs a song, puts it on record, every time that record is played, they receive a royalty from the fact that they played the music. For example, let's take Elvis Presley, and we've got some Elvis Presley music in our show. That music, that royalty goes to his estate every time we perform that. And that's just part of the expenses of doing a play. I'll just tell you that the royalty for this show is in the neighborhood of $3,000.
And those things, you have to continue to have the revenue resources to go in. That's the reason for the admission.
That's correct.
We just want to explain that to the people to cover the cost.
Right. That's all we're doing is covering the cost and plowing the money back in so we'll have the money to do the next show. Again, there's no profit motive here because nobody makes any money. It's just continuation of the theater from season to season. And by the way, this is our ninth season, Theater Center's ninth season, and we're going to have kind of a celebration next year for our 10th anniversary.
And how many presentations do you do a year normally?
We do three. This year we're doing four. We have a special that we're doing strictly for our patrons. We have patrons of the theater who pay a little extra to keep, and if we didn't have patrons, we couldn't keep the theater going. We call them our lifeblood of the theater. And we're going to do a special show just for them in the spring.
Now, that's nice.
All love letters.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's going to be great. Anyone else that will want to have anything you want to tell us about the play before we break away?
We just want to make sure everybody comes out and enjoys the fun because it will be a whole lot of fun. If anybody saw the first show, it's more of the same. So they will know that they will leave in a good mood and ready for the Christmas season.
And it does get you into Christmas. It's based on a Christmas theme.
It is. I'm not sure that there is a theme other than Christmas.
And fun.
Yes, and fun. Christmas is what ties it all together, though.
All right. Now, with the Honky Tonk Angels, what age group would we target that would enjoy this? We've got cast members of different age groups. Emma, what do you think? Would people your age enjoy this?
I think so. I really do.
It's a lot of fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. We interact with the audience sometimes. So.
Okay. So we doesn't matter if we have youngsters or moms and dads or grandmas and grandpas, we're going to have something for everybody.
Yes, that's definitely true.
you could tell them to come and prepare to dance.
Yes, yeah,
dance.
And foot stomping, hand clapping, sing a little, yeah.
So it's an interaction.
It is.
As Emma said, you're mm-hmm. going to interact with the audience. Mm-hmm. And so the audience is going to be part of the play as well?
At times, yes, but not to scare anybody off. It won't be.
You're not going to ask anyone to come up on
stage.
No,
there will be no solos, spontaneous solos, no.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And let's tell them, Cindy, again when it's going to be.
Beginning Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2.
Okay. And we appreciate all of you taking your time to come in and be with us. And we hope that we let everyone know about your play and about the presentation. It's going to be exciting. And
thanks for having us, Jerry.
Well, it's our pleasure. You know, a lot of times this time of year, rather than getting into the joyous Christmas season, there's many people that are blue and sad out there. This could be
definitely
the stimulus that helps people have a bright, joyous Christmas.
We hope so.
We think so. We think this might be the antidote.
All right. That'll be great.
To a blue Christmas.
All right. Well, we hope that they'll come out and see it. And again, that's going to be this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. Did you have something else?
Come and be prepared for surprises.
All right.
Yeah, for some big surprises.
Everyone loves surprises. Thank you so very much. We know you're having a lot of fun, and we appreciate all your time. I know that it's been practicing since August and working on this a long time. Gary, one thing before we go, you didn't mention anything about your people that helps you with the preparing the stage and backdrops and things like this. Let's talk about them just a minute.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that because we could not do a play without having a good stage crew. And our set production every year is done by Bob Bright. Bob Bright's been with us since almost the beginning. And Charles Garrett joined us about 4 or 5 years ago. And they together construct our stage, anything that we need as far as props, they construct those if they need constructing. And then we go back after they've constructed and we deconstruct. But no, just kidding. They are so valuable to us that it's just unbelievable. We we are indebted to the job that they do,
And of course, you have quite an accomplished band coming that will be participating.
We do. We have a group from Berry College who are coming. They have performed for us before. And Pat Hill used to be the instrumentalist, and Pat retired last year. And they've added a new instrumentalist, a keyboard player. I say instrumentalist, keyboard player. And we're really looking forward. We practiced for the first time with them last night, and they're fantastic. They're just unbelievable.
Well, we hope everyone will go out and enjoy it. Honky Tonk Angels Holiday Spectacular at the Center Armory. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, along with Sunday afternoon matinee performance. Go out and enjoy it, and have a Merry Christmas.